I'm joined by Ved Duken. He is a freight rail conductor and also running for Troy Mayor as the Socialist Workers' Party candidate. Ved, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
I don't know how many of our listeners know about you, so can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself before we dive into politics?
Sure. As a freight rail conductor, I've been an industrial worker for a number of years and have been involved in the struggles of working people for the time I can remember being an active worker. I am from South Africa originally, and that's where I grew up, and a lot of my experiences I bring here.
Why did you decide to run for mayor? And in your response, could you tell us a little bit about the platform that you're running on?
Sure. I was nominated by my party to run. The Socialist Workers' Party, it's my party. We have fielded candidates in various states for political office. One of the things that we run on and explain that is very important is the need for the working class to organize independently of the two parties, the Democrat and Republican parties. We don't think they represent the interests of workers and farmers in this country or in the world. And so the need for an independent fighting movement that defends the interests of the working class is vital for the future of workers to confront the carnage that the capitalist system is unfolding on the backs of working people today. You see it. The struggles are beginning at their very initial stages, but there's clearly an uptick in labor resistance. The 46,000 UAW workers who have been on strike for almost 5 weeks, a tentative agreement is on the table pending workers' agreement to it, but the strike continues until that's agreed upon. But in the course of the 5 weeks, there was hardly a mention of the strike and the stakes involved for working people in the mainstream media. And I think it's very conscious because any talk about workers organizing, coming together, extending solidarity with each other and learning from these experiences is dangerous. It's dangerous for the rulers in the United States. They fear the working class, and I think that's what we've seen since 2016. Their continued drive to scapegoat workers as being backward, uneducated, in fact, need to be corralled because they don't know how to vote for the right choice. There is no choice for working people between the Democrat and Republican parties, and workers were faced with devastation for the last 3 decades. Continued decline in incomes, wages, the lack of jobs. You just have to look at indications, opioid crisis that afflicts working people. These are all parts of the social crisis that is deepening and was part of the response, I believe, that drove working people to vote the way they did and those who abstained because they didn't see any viable option to change. But the key is change. And what working people are looking for is a way to fight back. And that's where I think our campaign gains a hearing. We present the need to organize and be part of struggles that are ongoing and to build a movement that can do this. Ultimately, we think the profit system is the problem. As long as the very wealthy owners and the rulers in the United States are faced with a crisis of profits, they will take it off of our backs. So in a nutshell, that's why we have fielded candidates to bring to light the carnage that working people are confronting today and what can be done to confront it.
There has been a lot of attention here in Troy around policing. More attention has been brought to the 2016 killing of Edson Thevenin by a Troy police sergeant. I wonder if you could share a little bit about what your analysis of policing and police brutality is in Troy, and what is your stance on the community review board?
Our campaign stands with the family of Edson Thevenin in calling for action against the Troy police officer Randall, who shot Thevenin in cold blood in 2016. It's pretty clear from the evidence that has been released there was a substantial cover-up. And what we call for is for the charging and prosecution of Randall French. He should stand before a jury. He should face the law, the full extent of the law. And we have joined in these protests, and we think that is the only way for working people to win anything, is the sustained action in the streets. They have to be broad. They have to be built that way. Without that, there is no way for us to win anything. And any other alternative, whether it's a police review board or a police review board with teeth, it's like asking the same people responsible for the cover-up to do something good. It's never going to happen. And so I think it's a way of reforming what still doesn't work. It's a parallel to how the political system works in this country. You know, you're forced to make a choice between a lesser of two evils as a way to make some kind of change. But change never comes for the working class. And police brutality is part and parcel of how capitalism works. It's a piece of the so-called justice system in this country. The cops, the courts, and the jailings of working people disproportionately affecting African-American communities and people of color. And so I think ultimately, until there's a fundamental shift in a social system that's based on human solidarity and need, police brutality is endemic to capitalism and the violence that this system carries out against the lives of working people. How will it change? Well, I think it comes, you look at some of the experiences where we have won significant gains. I think in other cases, when the Chicago jury found Jason Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery for the killing of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. This is significant. Significant. Cops are never found guilty or given time. But what led to that was a sustained action. It was protests that reached out to as many people as possible. I think that's the only way to make any significant changes and win.
We are talking to Ved Dukin. He is the Socialist Workers' Party candidate for Troy mayor. There's been a lot of talk around the Sanctuary City resolution that then became the FACT, or Families Act Together. And, you know, the mayor vetoed this. So as mayor, what would you do to welcome our immigrant communities here in Troy? What is your response to this attention and divide that these resolution cause in our city?
One of the central questions that faces the labor movement in the United States is the need to fight for and defend the rights of immigrant workers. It's a life and death question for labor. What we advocate and fight for is the demand for amnesty of all immigrant workers in the United States with papers that are not recognized by the U.S. government. The goal of immigration policy in the United States is to create a pariah layer of super exploitable labor. And that's how they seek to divide working people. And we think that the fight for amnesty, which if I was in office, that would be something that we would champion. Because it's how working people can become more integrated, to come out of the shadows, to function, to organize. And immigrant workers are not the problem. It's a very useful example, because how we explained it in 2006, when there was a sense in Brenner law that an attempt was made to criminalize workers without papers in the United States, there was a massive demonstrations that took place in the country on May Day, over 1.5 million people, most of them immigrants who took that day to stand up for the rights of immigrants and for dignity. The prejudice towards immigrant workers is being broken down because of the integration of immigrant workers in the working class. Many of them are here for decades, and workers in the United States hate it when there are raids or when people are picked up and uprooted from communities that they know are their co-workers or their fellow neighbors. And that is an important division that gets broken down over time. So yes, this is what we are for. We think amnesty is an important fight. And if it can be championed by the labor movement in this country, I think it puts us in a much stronger position to resist the bosses and their drive for profit.
Ved, what did we leave out that you really want to touch upon today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
Many people, when they hear the Socialist Workers' Party or that you are running as a socialist, What is it? What are you talking about? Because of how it's viewed and how it's portrayed in the media, because there's many socialist Democrats and they have a completely different program. Well, we're different from that. The example that we point to is the Cuban Revolution. And we encourage working people, young people, to learn about the truth about what working people did in Cuba and why we think that kind of a revolution is possible, where the economic and property relations has been transformed through a massive movement that takes power and organizes society in to meet the need of working people, not just in Cuba, but Cuba has carried out international missions of solidarity with the people of Africa, any other oppressed country in the world. It's why working people and others should oppose the economic embargo that the United States has on Cuba. It should demand the U.S. get out of Guantanamo. It should end the travel restrictions so that people can learn the truth. That's what I would say makes us a little different. And we would always want people to question what you hear. Try and learn the truth, because it's hard to find it in today's world. And I would just end with one thing. We're organizing political programs every Friday. Our headquarters is located on 285 Washington Avenue in Albany. That's where you can come by. We have a book center and political programs. So that's where you can find out more about our campaign.